News yesterday that Jerry Jones is going to have to take a paternity test. And joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is the owner and GM of the Cowboys. Good morning. How are you?
Well, good morning. I guess I'm running out of options to keep Baruch out of the wheel, huh?
Yeah, I guess.
I can't believe we're getting down to nutting time. I'm nut-cutting time.
Yes. Yes. Well, how do you feel about this judge's order yesterday?
Well, June's not good. Not good and not good. I can't believe that I'm going to have to go full fleshlight on a Dixie cup in front of a judge.
You have to do it in front of the judge?
That's how it works.
I guess so. I mean, no. I don't know. I'm wondering if I can somehow, if I can do it in private, maybe I can cheat the test. And I have a feeling that if I can cheat the test, the enjoyment residue is going to test positive for New Roosevelt.
Gosh.
But I'm getting ready for this. You know, my lawyers still say that maybe we can do a Hail Mary. You know, Cowboys have good luck with Hail Marys, so
yeah.
Maybe we can do that. And but I've been trying to get ready for it in the eventuality that it happens, that I've been getting all my spank materials together, getting ready for my shake weight Super Bowl. This week I've had Rich Dalrymple send me his entire photo roll.
Okay.
Come on.
I've got a
okay.
I've got a copy of my favorite Playboy magazine. I've got a few penthouses with hot letters in them.
Okay.
One about a couple Army buddies who got separated from their units.
Uh-huh.
And then this one, and one says to the other, "We got all the units we need right here." And then it kind of unfolds from there. It's pretty hot, pretty hot stuff. But I also got some particularly raunchy issues of Blacktail magazine that George loaned me.
I didn't loan you anything,
George.
I did not.
But you know how it is. You guys have probably been there. Sometimes magazines are not enough, so I need some moving pictures.
Mm-hmm.
So I got my videos ready. I got DVDs. You know they have these new things called DVDs.
They're not that new.
No.
It's no longer the old videotapes. DVDs. I got Forrest Hump and Pulp Friction. Backdoor Teen Moms number 7.
Oh, my gosh.
My favorite one. Surprise Facials 4. I don't know what that's about.
Oh, my gosh, Jerry.
Over the Knee Disciplined Wife number 23. And my current favorite, White Woman Black Team.
Okay, so,
team.
Look, we've heard enough titles, I think. And
so I'm getting ready. And I need some advice. So, George, you've been through this before. You've had to take paternity tests before. Tell me about
No, I've never had to take one. And
but you've had to give the sample, right?
Yeah.
Do you have to arc it, or will they let you go direct deposit? How's that work?
You've been good about 8 times, and this is breaking news to us, but we learned about an hour ago that you don't have to give that sample.
I think you do have to give that sample. That's what I heard.
I don't think so, and you don't have to do it in public in front of a judge.
You think I can request Veruca's mom to be there bending over an airport luggage cart for nostalgic inspiration?
No.
I doubt she would do that. Why? By the way, why do you need all those videos?
Well, at my age, it takes a little bit to get there. You know,
okay.
What I'm
saying? These things go about 3 or 4 minutes. So.
And I'm worried about how this is going to affect my regular family too. I mean, Jerry Jr. doesn't handle change well.
Yeah.
And I'm afraid he's going to start acting out. I mean, we just now got him out of pull up, so I'm worried about a regression on that. And Charlotte ain't going to like having a younger, attractive sister getting so much attention at the beauty pageants and all that.
Right? I can see why it'd be really uncomfortable for everybody.
And I'm afraid I won't be able to keep Steven from sneaking in a room every night just to watch her sleep with a hungry look on his face.
Oh, my gosh, Jerry.
You should be able to control him.
I mean, I'm 80 years old. I can't believe at this age I'm about to have a new half-daughter.
Well... Yeah, it could go that way, I guess.
Jean's not going to speak to me for a year, so you can add that to the 3-year streak she's on right now. This is not going to go over well with her, I'm telling you.
Yeah, imagine not.
She's already up to 2 boxes a day.
Oh,
and, of course, in 94, I got up to two boxes a day, and you see where that's gotten me now. Good morning, man.
Good morning. Wow. A lot of punches in there. A lot of punch lines. There he goes, Jerry.